Who was this man? What was he?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling and Knight weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Some early snow this morning across northern New England has pretty much moved offshore, leaving us with a fine setup for early Christmas week with lots of sunshine, albeit with seasonably cold temperatures across most of the central to eastern half of the country as high pressure system dominates the weather pattern at least through until about midweek, which is good news as folks are going to be traveling for Christmas. The exceptions are in the northwest and southeast corner of the country. Rain chances are expected to increase across southern Texas as a low pressure system develops in the Gulf of Mexico. This low will track eastward towards Florida, where showers and thunderstorms will be on the increase Monday night and Tuesday. These thunderstorms, with plenty of lightning and wind shear, will brush the Gulf Coast from west to east and spread northwards towards the I-95 corridor by midweek. As was the case last week, the West Coast has most of the action, and along with chances for a white Christmas, we'll look at the West Coast in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next, weather at 6 and 36 fast every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
I'm J.J. Wilson with a special Yuletide edition of Drive Thru Brew. Could a real-life angel bring joy to Lonesome Jake? Let's listen in as he and his boss prepare for Christmas at the drive thru.
Hey, Jake, look what I got at the dollar store. A Santa hat for me and reindeer antlers for you.
Forget it. I ain't wearing them.
Come on, Jake, lighten up. Be jolly.
What if some pretty girl sees me in those stupid things?
Maybe she'll think you look sexy.
Absolutely not. I'm a professional beer associate, not a cartoon character.
I'll give you a free six-pack.
Well, okay.
Coincidentally, just 5 minutes later...
Well, hi, Rudolph. I don't believe we've met before.
You talking to me?
Trying to. Please tell me you'll wear those adorable antlers on our first 5 dates together.
No problem. I'll wear them all year long.
Now that's what I call sexy.
Who says miracles don't happen at Christmas? Listen next time when the woman says,
"My name's Angel, by the way. I'm not from around here."
That's next week on Drive Thru Brew. And ho, 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 Merry Christmas to all. Ho, ho, ho.
We have been taught through the decades that the epicenter of Christmas is in Rome. The Pope's Mass on television is an astonishing event. Several years ago, I was in Rome for Christmas. I went there to be there on Christmas. I was single. I went there alone. And I'm like, I wonder what this is like. It was nothing like what I thought it was supposed to be. I went to St. Peter's Basilica. Huge. I mean, much bigger than I ever thought. And this is where they do the broadcast of the Pope's Mass. What I did not expect, because I was so naive, this is a major television production, right? It's a major television production. And this was 2 days, December 23rd. I go into St. Peter's Basilica, and throughout the basilica, there are men and women in very serious clothing. They are in suits with clipboards. It appears as though the suits had come with clipboards. These were the Pope's television executives. The basilica was not all Christmassy. It was a cathedral, and it was a religious place. But what I didn't expect was all of the serious grown-ups in their suits with their clipboards preparing the rehearsal for the Pope's Mass. Because in the Catholic Church, that Mass is a worldwide event. It's a big deal. And they rehearsed it for hours and hours, day after day. They marked off the points. They walked where the Pope was going to walk. They walked where the chorus was going to be. They had that down. They knew how to do this broadcast. It was stunning to see. It was beautiful to see. It was choreographed in an amazing way. Choreographed beautifully. I had an analog camera at the time. I still prefer analog cameras. Don't you still prefer analog cameras? I don't mean Instamatics. I mean, you know, one with a real lens. I took a few photographs, and that was fine. You could take photographs in there. I took a photograph of the stained windows over the main altar. I took a photo of it. And I remember what I saw in that window. It was a beautiful window. That was it. Beautiful window. When the photos came back, when the photos were developed, there were rays of sunshine on that photograph that absolutely were not there when I took that picture. These were gifts from the heaven to say, pay attention, my friend. Rays of sunshine through those beautiful stained glass windows in St. Peter's Basilica. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. It's 12 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on the best Florida stories of 2021, we've compiled the top 32 Florida stories of the year. Why 32? Because that's what fit in the time slot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker with Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the largest backhoe you've ever seen, with a bumper sticker that says, Resist, your curse of Oak Island update, coming up on Sterling at Night.
When a company comes to Sterling on Sunday and says, we want to share information about our product with your listener, I say, you have to give my listener a special offer, something you offer nobody else. That's what I said to the MyPillow people. And the MyPillow people said, okay, we'll give you a great deal. Here's their number. 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. When you dial that number right now at this time of day and night, you will reach a human being. Have a nice conversation with them. Talk about the holiday. This is a great company. Order the MyPillow pillow. How much does it cost? $19.99 for a premium pillow filled with patented material. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA. Normally, these pillows are $69.99. It's dropped to $19.99 when you type in the name Walter. You type in the name Walter, and boom, the price drops to $19.99. I want you to do this because it means at $19.99, you can give every single person on your gift list a brand new pillow. Nobody's going to get mad at you for giving them a brand new pillow. And you know what else? On that website, you will find pillowcases. Any color you can imagine, and they fit. Usually when I get a pillowcase, I have to fight to get it around the pillow, not with this. The number is 800-844-0876. Why not? Why not give everybody on your gift list a premium brand new pillow? Everybody has a pillow. Nobody likes their pillow. You're going to solve a problem. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and you will get an amazing discount of $19.99. 800-844-0876. My Pillow brand pillows.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Movies that inspire are perfect for this time of year, and American Underdog is one of those movies. It's the true story of championship-winning quarterback Kurt Warner. Life made him an underdog. Undrafted as a quarterback out of college, Kurt found himself stocking shelves in a grocery store to help support Brenda and her two kids, all while trying to hold on to his fading dream of becoming an NFL quarterback. With his faith, the love of his family, and lots of determination, he overcame all of the obstacles. You'll find yourself cheering for Kurt and his wife Brenda as they follow Kurt's dream of becoming a quarterback. This movie will inspire the dreamer in all of us, and at this time of year, we all like to root for a hero. American Underdog, in theaters everywhere Christmas Day.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
It's Sterling on Sunday. My name's Walter Meredith Sterling. This is a three-hour radio show, live every Sunday night. There is nothing else live on Sunday nights. It's just us, and I get to talk to you. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. We have the best time. Nobody has a better time than us, do we? Well, how's the shopping? Isn't it annoying? Isn't it annoying when somebody comes up to you, you're having a cup of coffee, a beer, wine, you're at a social event, they go, well, have you finished all your shopping yet? It's none of your business if I've done my shopping. I might not even want to do shopping. Did it ever occur to you I might not want to do shopping? It might be a very private decision. What I get for my relatives might be a very private decision. One of the things that my wife's family, not mine, one other thing my wife's family does is a gift exchange. We do a gift exchange. We did it today. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do a gift exchange because there's a public forum where we can compare gifts. How well did you do for each other? And it's also insane because they're one of those families, unlike mine, where it goes in order. You're going to open the gifts in order. You're going to go around in a circle. Everybody's going to look at everybody else, and you're going to open them one by one. And that's okay for me, but it's not okay for the 9-year-old who has no patience. It's not fair to the kids. It should be separate. There should be a circle for the adults. And then first, you do a circle for the kids. I try to work out these democratic things long before I go on the air, but this one I'm actually kind of working out on the air. Have you noticed that? It's a little sloppy. But that's how you should do it. You let the kids go first. And then they fight. You know, then they fight. And then when you get to a certain age of adulthood, the gifts are just embarrassing. 1 year, 2 years ago, my current sister-in-law decided that what I needed and her husband needed was an embarrassing Christmas sports jacket. It is bright blue. It has candy cane lollipops on it. And we're supposed to wear this to her mother's Christmas party, which is foisted upon us once a year. And there I am at this Christmas party in this embarrassing jacket with everybody going, well, you know, that's quite a jacket there. And they sort of ask, why are you wearing it? If you don't like it, why are you wearing it? Well, my wife says, you should wear it. Make my sister happy. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how your sister can make me happy. Five $100 bills would solve every problem I have in the world right now. And she has the money. And everybody's afraid to ask her for the money. I'm like, what? Just ask her for the money. Solves multiple problems for me. Instead, we're going to have to stretch this out over a couple days of essentially begging. Well, I'm in radio. There's no money. I could have gone into TV, but there'd be no jobs. There's a trade-off. One of the things that I was talking to, who were we talking about? I forget. The key problem with all media jobs, always, but probably more so now, it's not racism. It's not discrimination. It's not discriminating because of any of that. It's ageism. If you're also, I was talking to a guy about his banking job. His banking job, you know, in the banking industry where everybody is born old, they come to the bank old. The problem is that they are aged out pretty much instantly. Oh, gee, your coffee cup's cold. You'll have to leave the bank. That's how it is in the banking industry. That's how it is in every industry. Every industry is uncomfortable with old people. Never discussed, never worked on, no diversity training situations. No, no, no. But if you're old, you're gone. And you're hustled to the iceberg outside the door. I've seen this over and over again, business after business. But it's even worse if you're an old person and you need a job. It's bad enough if you're in the company, because there are many ways you can kind of keep the job if you're in the company. You may have an extraordinary skill. You can market it to your colleagues. You can share some information that no one else has. There's your security if you're in the company. But if you're trying to get a job in that company and you're over 48, I think that's the magic line, you're not getting that job. It's not going to happen. And it's tragic. Because who knows the most? You do. 888-688-9258 is my phone number, and I would love to talk to you. 888-688-9258. We have a spectrum of exciting topics to cover. Ageism, which may not seem exciting, but no one else talks about it. What'd you get the kids? What'd you get your spouse? Those are some of the things you and I can talk about. When we did the MyPillow commercial a few minutes ago, one of the points I wanted to make was everybody has somebody where you need a safety gift, something that for sure will work, that you're not going to have any problems if you give this. That's what the MyPillow thing is. For $20, you have a safety gift. Everybody go, oh, I've heard about these. That's how that's greeted. Oh, I've heard about these, right? Oh, I've heard about these. And you give that, and they're happy. Guaranteed. They're happy if you give them that gift, a MyPillow brand pillow. All right. When I was a kid, when you were a kid, there were a couple key gifts. And these gifts, you know what I need to find, James? I need to find my phone screener. Hold on. I need to make sure that I can see who's calling, because there are secret messages embedded in these things. What'd they do? What'd I do with that? Dude, oh, here. They like to hide these things from me. Clip. Da, 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 da. I know this is very professional how I'm doing this, but I figure it's a holiday weekend almost, and we can treat it that way. We can just take it easy. We can just, did you send me that? Oh, yeah. You did? Really? Kim in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. I am happy to say that I have got all of my Christmas shopping done. I got my kids' gift cards. And I got my grandson toys, and I got my male companion a new coat because I couldn't stand him wearing light jackets when it's as cold as it is outside. That was driving me just stark raving crazy.
What color is it?
It's black.
Good decision.
Real sharp. I'm sorry?
Good decision.
Yeah. Well, he knows he's getting it because, like I said, could not stand him wearing light jackets in the cold.
No, you're right. And did you find what I found this year, which is that there's a supply chain problem? There were too many empty shelves.
Well, actually, what happened to me was I had a bad experience with Walmart.com.
You're shocked. You're kidding. You're kidding.
No,
a bad experience with Walmart. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did. And when I initially ordered the jacket, I went through Walmart.com. Well, when they finally sent me the jacket, it was the wrong size. So they let me keep the jacket, and they put the money back on my card. Well, then I went to JCPenney's and got him a coat, And so when my daughter went to pick it up for me, I asked her what the size was, and she opened the package, and that coat was the right size because I was ready to take that sucker back too and then have JCPenney's reorder, but I got the right size with them, so. And I should have went to them in the first place.
Don't you find that for its size and capability, that Walmart is at least 2.5 years behind everybody else with online ordering?
I would say that, but you know, other people that I've spoke to and, you know, told them about the bad luck that I had, the response that I've been getting back is, oh, they do good by me. It's like, well, I said, they didn't by me. I said, and I will never use Walmart.com again.
Yeah, I find that with their .com business, they're just not good at it yet. They will be. And they'll put everybody else out of business. But they're not there yet. They didn't have their heart in it when they started it. Are you there, Kim? Kim has vanished. Thank you very much for calling, Kim. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I didn't actually understand Dave's weather. Usually I understand Dave's weather. It wasn't clear to me if it's going to be snowy this Christmas. I didn't get what the weather is now. He like was giving me math problems. I can't do math. But I hope we're going to have a white Christmas, and I hope it's not going to be too cold. That's my goal. Not too cold and a white Christmas. That's ideal, like 30. 30 is what I want. All right, 888-688-9258. You and I can stay in touch at all times. My email's waltermsterling@gmail. waltermsterling@gmail. And every email I get gets answered. Coming up, I've got for you another drive-through brew, Florida Stories. I think we'll do Florida Stories at 36 past the hour. I have Vic Ferrari with a retired New York City detective story. He gives the best detective stories. For some reason on podcast and podcast land, the most popular podcasts are true crime stories. But they're not true crime. Those true crime stories are fictions. Vic Ferrari's stories of true crime in New York City are true stories. And we'll have one of those coming up in just seconds. 888-688-9258. Any trouble getting those gifts? Any trouble getting those gifts? Because that's all I hear about is trouble with the supply chain. Trouble with the supply chain. We'll talk about it in just seconds. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling at night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Along with Santa and his sleigh, we're going to see a blanket of white across the northern tier of states, northern Great Lakes, and through most of New England, with a late weekend snowstorm a possibility in the Northeast. No snow in the Midwest or southern states, but plenty of rain in the forecast for the Gulf Coast states from southern Texas to the Sunshine State of Florida. Out west, we'll need Rudolph's nose so bright to cut through some valley fog in central California, but mostly through some heavy rains all the way up and down the West Coast, with heavy snows in the mountains of the Sierra Nevada, the Cascades of Washington and Oregon, the Rockies up into Idaho, Colorado, and Montana. Winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for those places. Please plan for some extra time returning home after Christmas for some winter driving conditions. I wish you all a very happy winter solstice and a very merry Christmas. The winter solstice begins Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is the best Florida stories of 2021. Our next Florida story is in Jacksonville, where the city has issued a cease and desist order against a factory in town. Three residents cited complaints saying odors emanated from the plant have destroyed their quality of life. The Florida twist on this one, it's literally a fragrance factory. It's literally a fragrance. Who can believe the fragrance factory smells? Wow, what a shock. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to West Palm Beach, and I suppose this would work for Palm Beach as well. But WPT was getting a lot of calls into their news desk this week. And then also a lot of cell phone videos were being sent in. It was a UFO seen off the coast. No worries. Quickly, experts identified it as a submarine-launched Trident intercontinental ballistic missile test. Usually they announce those in advance, but I don't know. I guess somebody forgot to check their Google calendar before the missile launch. But that's what it's like living in Florida. All this other crazy stuff is happening. You can look out your right window, say, hey, kids, look, it's an intercontinental ballistic missile being launched from a submarine, unannounced. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, this is in Lake County and in the living room of a Florida man's home. He's 33 years old, and this Florida man is apparently some sort of freelance veterinarian or wannabe veterinarian. He has a TikTok account, and on his TikTok account, he was doing a C-section on his French bulldog. Here's where it gets super weird. The 33-year-old Florida man is not a veterinarian. He has no veterinarian training. He was just trying it out, and he thought he'd broadcast it at the same time. It didn't go well. The dog was rushed to the nearest actual veterinarian and actually died right after that, so he's been arrested. He's charged with all kinds of stuff, cruelty to animals, impersonating, whatever. Yeah. Freelance, untrained, just an amateur vet. That's great. Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, I can just read you the headline. This is from Polk City, Florida. Four injured when Florida teen pours gasoline on bonfire. You know, it's a popular saying, you know, pouring gasoline on a fire. For the rest of the world, that's a bad thing. For Florida, it's like, hey, we should try that out sometime. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida story, this is just quintessential mwah, masterpiece Florida story in Lake City. It's a little bit before 7 p.m. Florida man, 34 years old, decides to kick in the door of a pretty nice residence, and the family's not home. And when they get home, the dude is laying on the couch watching TV. So he comes in, and this is kind of like a sort of Goldilocks and Three Bears. Excuse me, are you wearing my clothes? Are you eating my food? Are you watching my TV? And the guy's like, yeah. What are you doing in here? Nothing. And then they notice he had actually gone through the house, got everything he wanted to steal and put it in a few garbage bags and left them by the front door. And then he was just hanging out, I don't know, catching up on his Netflix, I guess. Criminal mastermind. Brilliant, Florida man. Just absolutely brilliant. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Atalanta was on Sterling on Sunday last week, and Atalanta got an avalanche of phone calls, people questioning their future. And then this is what Atalanta does. She throws bones. I don't know how that works, but she throws bones, and from throwing the bones, she can predict things about your future and about things that you want to know about. When you throw these bones, Atalanta, where do you throw them?
On a mat. There's a mat that's about 2 feet by 2 feet and leather. And I throw them on a mat, and how they land is how the ancestors guide me in giving the information.
And how many bones do you throw at a time?
I currently have about 150 in my set, but it's not necessary to have that many. You know, an average set's anywhere from 40 to 80 pieces. But I can go on for a long time with 150, so.
Now, that's a lot of bones on a small mat. They must be bumping into each other, rubbing against each other. How can you read thrown bones when there are 150 bones?
There are certain subject pieces that you start with, like family, friends, money, love, and you read what's surrounding those pieces. Some of them are kept silent. There's a way to tell that they're silent if they're flipped a certain way, so they're not necessarily read. And it's through guidance, like I said, of the ancestors as to what is what you're reading. You'll start with what's around the subject and go on.
My current wife said to me after last week's show, she said, didn't you ask her about you why didn't you ask her about you? And I'm like, well, I thought I'd let listeners call in. It'd be more fun for Midnight Misfits to ask their questions at 888-688-9258. So I would like to ask you one thing about me. Can we do that?
We can. I'm going to put them out right now. There we go.
What questions do you need to ask me first before I ask you a question?
Basically, okay, remember this is your ancestors that we're connecting with, and so I just need your permission to connect with your ancestors.
Well, those were a bunch of gypsies. It was a bunch of gypsies. They were crooks and thieves. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm sure that there is a few in there that were pretty decent. So.
All right, you have my permission to connect with my dead relatives.
Okay. And then if there's something in particular that you want to know about, like, say, money or love or your family, things like that, that you would like to know about, then I can read what your ancestors are wanting to say. Just let me know which subject you'd like.
It's about my career. I have done this show for 8 years. It's a brilliant radio show. That's why you're on it. It is on once a week. Doing a radio show once a week, it is an extraordinary event for it to make any money. So I do it for love. But I have no questions about love. I know I am loved in doing this show. I know I am loved because I have three daughters. When the heck is this going to be on five nights a week? If it's on five nights a week, I have a business. And what's interesting is that big radio stations across the country have said, well, gee, Walter, we'd really like to have you on five nights a week. And I say, yes, that's a good idea. When is that going to happen?
Okay, so what we can do is we get what's called cowrie shells. I don't know if you know it or if you're familiar with
it. I have no idea. I have no idea. You have to explain everything very slowly because I was an English major at Syracuse.
Okay. Well, cowrie shells are shaped like rounded on one side and open on the other side. And when we ask yes and no questions, that's what we use on the cowries. Now, what I'll do is I'll also throw a little person here that represents you. I'm going to go ahead and say a quick prayer real quick just to connect with your ancestors. Okay. And
all right,
then,
now,
I'm going to mix these bones up.
Mix them up before you reveal an answer. Mm-hmm. We're going to reveal an answer in 1 second. It's 44 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on the best Florida stories of 2021, we've compiled the top 32 Florida stories of the year. Why 32? Because that's what fit in the time slot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker with Florida stories.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the largest backhoe you've ever seen. With a bumper sticker that says, Resist, your curse of Oak Island update, coming up on Sterling at Night.
I'm Walter Sterling, and when a company comes to me and says, we want to advertise on your show, I say, you can advertise on my show if you offer My Midnight Misfits something special, a special offer. And the MyPillow brand people did that. They took their $69.99 pillow, that's what they normally cost, their $69.99 pillow, and dropped the price to $19.99 for you. You just have to enter the name Walter. Now, you call this number. You can talk to them right now. What'd I say? Yeah, they're there right now. At this hour, this day of the week, they're there right now because they want to serve you. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. These pillows come with a 10-year warranty. Wow. A 10-year warranty. And then you can also order pillowcases in any color you can imagine. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter! And watch the prices drop.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Well, it's the holiday time. So you a little tense, a little nervous about all the baking you have to do? About all of the relatives? Hey, Clarity Kitchens produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. It's the chemical from the marijuana plant that helps you relax. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting, water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even tap water. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some of the pains and anxiety of the holidays in seconds. Go to GetSomeClarity.com, the worst name of a website ever. GetSomeClarity.com and order some of these terrific products. At checkout, use the promo code Walter, and you get 10% off your order. This is exclusive to Sterling on Sunday listeners. Remember to use the promo code Walter for 10% off.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Mr. Wizard.
And because a lot of ammonia will dissolve in just a little bit of water, we can make a famous ammonia fountain.
888-688-WALT. Atalanta is a bone thrower. She has about 150 bones. She connects with your ancestors, and she can answer questions that your ancestors are projecting to her and answer your questions about your future, love, money. Totally scientific. My number is 888-688-9258. Last week when she was on, right when she was done, when she left, boom, all five lines lit up. Let's not let that happen again this week. I've asked her a question, and what she couldn't seem to do was predict the future about whether or not her phone was going to disconnect. So we're waiting for her to get back on the phone. And then we will find out the key question in my life, which is, when will my show go on five nights a week? Now, you might say, what does it matter, Walter, if your show's on five nights a week? The reason it matters is this is based on advertising revenue. And advertising revenue in radio is a frequency business. I need commercials on every day in order to keep my kids in close. It doesn't seem like an unreasonable goal. It doesn't even need to be a big audience. It just needs to be on five nights a week. So I hope we hear from Atalanta again soon. And then we can find out the answer to my future, and she'll be happy to answer questions about your future. What she does is she's got about 150 weird little bones. She throws them on a mat, and based on where they land, she's able to connect with your dead relatives, who seem to have the answers to everything, but apparently they didn't know when they were going to die. That was a big liability. Your number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. So, James, do we have her back? Her phone died. Now, there's a way to do a network radio show. We'll come back to her in the next hour. Why would you come on a network radio show and not plug in your phone? But what I tell everybody is get on a landline. Because this is not how we're supposed to do a radio show or anything. Have you noticed that with cell phone calls, the primary way that cell phone calls are ended, the primary way cell phone calls are ended is with the words, hello, hello? That's how we end cell phone calls. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I am shocked to see, this is the news story that comes out every year at this time, I am shocked to see that Christmas sales this year are really good. The National Retail Federation said in its annual Christmas shopping sales forecast released in October that the sales for November and December would grow between 8.5 and 10.5 over the same period over 2020. In dollars, that's about $845 billion. You and I can't even begin to imagine that. But over the past few days, the trade group has said in articles on its website that it now believes Christmas retail growth could reach 11.5, which is huge. That's absolutely huge and great. What is always disturbing, what always throws me off, is I'll go into a mall and there'll be nobody there. I'll go into a mall at 4 in the afternoon on a weekday or a Friday or a Saturday and there'll be nobody there. Because at this time of year, you figure it'd be packed. There was nobody there. Where was I? I was someplace this week, and I expected it to be packed, and there was nobody there. Because it's not just that people are ordering online, it's that people are getting smart. It's like it's a pain in the neck to get around the mall. And I think many malls have instituted what we've waited for years, which is shoppers. Here's my list of gifts. Here are the things I want. And would you please go shopping for me? And then they would do much better. They would do much better. Where was I? Well, anyway, 888-688-9258. It's 54 past the hour. Oh, we have Atalanta. Hi, Atalanta. What'd you do with your phone?
Hi there. Yes, it's stormy here, so excuse me for that, but are you able to hear me okay?
I hear you perfectly.
Okay, great. Okay, so about your work, about your career.
Yes, let me restate. Let me restate. That's what hosts do. I asked Atalanta, am I going to be on 5 nights a week and when? And then she threw her bones, connected with my dead relatives, and what'd you find out?
Okay, first of all, it's not going to be in the next year. I've already checked with the Cowries. It's not going to be within the next year. But to put yourself out there within the next 2 years and strike hard and fast, that's directly next to your career bone is the porcupine quills, strike hard and fast. So between a year and 2 years is whenever you need to really put yourself where this is what I'm going to do. But your ancestors are directly looking upon you on your career. They're looking right at you. The bone is sticking right next to your career bone. And, yeah, so strike hard and fast. It's not going to happen this year, but the following year is when you need to really push it, and that's whenever it'll happen.
All right, Atalanta. Are you willing to answer questions from my Midnight Misfit listeners?
Absolutely.
All right, our number is 888-688-9258. You hear she gives crisp, direct answers. Most people who do, quote, quote, fortunes, they don't do that. They sort of meander around. I see your dead relative in the corner. She doesn't do that. She throws the bones. She gets answers. It's pretty damn impressive. Atalanta, what's your last name?
Moonfire.
Say it again.
Moonfire.
Atalanta Moonfire. They didn't put that in front of me, and I have no memory. I have no working memory. And what's your website?
www.atalanta, A-T-A-L-A-N-T-A, moonfire.com.
All right, we'll talk with Atalanta Moonfire more in just seconds. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. We're here every single Sunday for 3 giant hours from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. East Coast, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. West Coast. And I'd love to hear from you about supply chain problems and getting gifts. It's interesting. There's a big disconnect there. All the newspapers, all the serious grown-ups talk about trouble with the supply chain, and they show photos of Walmart with nothing in it. And I'm like, I have put on this topic for 3 weeks straight, and not one person has called in about supply chain problems. But I know what's happened. What's happened is that the things that you and I really want for our kids, they were swooped up in September. They're on eBay now for $900 for a $100 item. We're having fun tonight. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling at night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Some early snow this morning across northern New England has pretty much moved offshore, leaving us with a fine setup for early Christmas week with lots of sunshine, albeit with seasonably cold temperatures across most of the central to eastern half of the country as high pressure system dominates the weather pattern at least through until about midweek, which is good news as folks are going to be traveling for Christmas. The exceptions are in the northwest and southeast corner of the country. Rain chances are expected to increase across southern Texas as a low pressure system develops in the Gulf of Mexico. This low will track eastward towards Florida, where showers and thunderstorms will be on the increase Monday night and Tuesday. These thunderstorms, with plenty of lightning and wind shear, will brush the Gulf Coast from west to east and spread northwards towards the I-95 corridor by midweek. As was the case last week, the West Coast has most of the action, and along with chances for a white Christmas, we'll look at the West Coast in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
Atalanta is a bone thrower. She throws about 150 objects onto a mat, and from that she can predict your future because it enables her to get in touch with your dead relatives. I asked her, when the hell am I going to be on 5 days a week? Because program directors are terrified of this show. He's not screaming at Democrats. We can't have that. Instead, let's put on a host who's been dead for 25 years. Yeah, that's a good idea. I asked her, when am I going to be on 5 nights a week? Because economically, that's what I need to have happen. So Atalanta, when is that going to happen?
Well, definitely not within this next year. But after this next year, it says strike hard and fast and put yourself out there to get on for the week. So, yeah, this next year it's not going to happen. But after so, very good chances of it happening. But you've got to put yourself out there and make it go. You know, really push it, and it'll happen.
All right. Ron in Florida, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You're talking to bone thrower Atalanta. Ron, what would you like to know?
Well, primarily I'm kind of interested in my career. They've got the whole COVID thing going on right now, and I'm interested to see where it's going to go.
Have you been not working because of COVID?
Oh, I'm working, but my company is now starting to put a lot of guess they're worried about the mandates and things like that. And they're starting to push vaccines and testing.
Okay, so what I'll do is I need your permission to speak with your ancestors.
Absolutely.
Do I have you? Okay, great. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to mix these. Spread them out. I'm going to find that work piece. Okay, shows a lot of, first of all, your ancient ancestors are watching over you as far as your work is concerned. It shows, let's see, as far as a timeline, in 4 months, things are going to be overflowing for you, So your work is going to be overflowing for you.
Okay.
And the little stability bone is right there as well, just to let you know that in 4 months, things are going to become stable and work will be overflowing for you.
How about that, Ron? Sounds good.
That sounds good to me. Now, if I can keep my marriage intact or get it over with. I'm just serious about that one, too.
Well, she's just your current life. She's just your current wife, Juan. You don't have to worry about it. It doesn't mean it's permanent. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-9258. It's a three-hour radio show, and you get to talk to Atalanta. What's your last name?
Moonfire.
Atalanta Moonfire. Could there be a more beautiful name? I don't think so. If you have questions about your future, Atalanta has a special skill which enables her to throw some bones and get in touch with your ancestors. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's 11 past the hour, and you and I are together on KDKA, KFBK, KMOX, Giant Radio. KFBK is the number one radio station in Sacramento. Why is that? It's because of this show. That's why. And that kitty person in Afternoon Drive. This show and Bill White, the program director. All of those things come into a confluence of excitement and thrill, and that's why we're able to do it with you. Coming up, one of the things I want to talk to you about after Atalanta, but we've got more with Atalanta. If you have a question for Atalanta about your life and your future, she's here to answer it. Don't all of you call in at once when I have said goodbye to her, which is what happened last week. Let's not have anything embarrassing like that. Step up, be a grown-up, and that brings us to one of our topics tonight, which is adulting. My theory is that adulting begins at the first Christmas that you did not spend at home. The first Christmas you weren't at home with your parents, that's when your adulting began. That was a major shift, and I will share with you what mine was. A major shift. All right, James, we got another call. All right, Atalanta, thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. You are a great guest. I appreciate you being here. And what's your website again?
www.atalanta, A-T-A-L-A-N-T-A, moonfire.com.
What am I going to find on that website?
Oh, you'll find all information as far as my appearances. You can get in touch with me for readings, classes. I sell bone kits and teach classes. All that information is on there. My social media is all linked on that website. So anything you need to know about me, on that website.
Dave, you want to talk to Atalanta? Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Dave. Dave in Kansas. Dave, hello.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you're on the air, Dave.
Hey, Walter. God bless you and your family this holiday season and the guests. Just want to ask her if she thinks this COVID thing is going to get under control sometime in 2022 and if people will wisen up and mask up and vaccinate up. Thanks, Walter. Love your show.
Okay, I love you. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, what I'm going to do with this is I'm going to get in touch with my ancestors to answer this question. So let me mix them up real quick. Running them out. Okay. Okay, we'll look for the health piece. The health piece looks good. It's face down. It's a buckeye. I'm not sure if you know what that is, but the eye side is face down, which means that's good health. So the answer would be yes. People are going to get on board in 2022 and things are going to start to get a little bit under control. Looking out, the ancestors are definitely watching over the health situation that we have out here, but it's not just going to happen, you know, here in the United States. It's going to be everywhere. People are going to start getting on board.
Atalanta, thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I hope to talk to you again soon. You're a terrific guest and a good friend. Thank you very much. All right, Walter M. Sterling, I had my Moderna booster shot today, not because of any posters in the school saying you need to get a booster shot, but because, well, it's free. It might save me from death. Why wouldn't I get that? Why wouldn't I get, well, it hasn't been proven. Let me go over a long list of things that haven't been proven. Like, for example, the brakes on my car. The brakes on my car, not proven. I had the third one. Now, when I had the second one, I was in bed for 2 days. I didn't know where the heck I was. It was a disaster. I couldn't get it. I couldn't roll over. When I had the second Moderna shot, what was it, the end of March, I couldn't roll over. It was bad news. Yesterday, I had the booster. And all day yesterday, I felt great. And then today, I felt great. I felt better than I had felt in months. There was something weird that I was like, whoa, this feels pretty good. And then, of course, right when I needed to feel really good at 5 o'clock when I get ready for the show and I shave my legs for you, and I shower and I put on a very special cologne that I only wear on the air, I started to feel exhausted and I couldn't stand up and I was a little nauseous. It was not good. And in fact, I called the famous Gary Arnell And I said, Gary, could you do my show? Because I wasn't sure I could get through it. Gary is a great talk show host at WPHT in Philadelphia. And then Gary told me this very, very disturbing news. Let me pull it up here. Hold on. We like to have a little drama. Hold on. Where is it? Oh, okay. Walter, just got your message. Out on a family gathering and would not be able to do tonight. You know, I appreciate the offer. Then he writes, very happy to hear you're feeling better, Walter. Mona and I, that's his current wife, Mona and I wound up in the ER. I'm there now after Mona's mother was rushed to the hospital, not feeling well. She's 92 with serious medical issues. Well, let me tell you. Anybody who's 92 who gets to be rushed to the hospital, they've won. You and I know nothing. You don't know how to be 90. Let me mention something about being 90 years old. This is like a figure of speech, a saying, but it's absolutely true. There are no fat 90-year-olds. None. They don't make it to 90 if they're fat. That is my health tip of the week for you. 18 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on the best Florida stories of 2021, we've compiled the top 32 Florida stories of the year. Why 32? Because that's what fit in the time slot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker with Florida Stories.
This is Velo Hula, Muskegon, Michigan, the largest backhoe you've ever seen, with a bumper sticker that says, Resist, your curse of Oak Island update, coming up on Sterling at Night.
Movies that inspire are perfect for this time of year, and American Underdog is one of those movies. It's the true story of championship-winning quarterback Kurt Warner. Life made him an underdog. Undrafted as a quarterback out of college, Kurt found himself stocking shelves in a grocery store to help support Brenda and her two kids, all while trying to hold on to his fading dream of becoming an NFL quarterback. With his faith, the love of his family, and lots of determination, he overcame all of the obstacles. You'll find yourself cheering for Kurt and his wife Brenda as they follow Kurt's dream of becoming a quarterback. This movie will inspire the dreamer in all of us, and at this time of year, we all like to root for a hero. American Underdog, in theaters everywhere, Christmas Day. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com has a big problem. When you think of MyPillow, you think of pillows. But you would be astonished at the wide variety of amazing products that they have. Bed sheets that are beautiful and soft and made out of Giza cotton. Pillow cases. The most amazing slippers. I am wearing their slippers right now. I could get it in any color you could imagine. The slippers are beautiful and comfy and soft. But the star of the show is the MyPillow brand pillow, made of patented materials, made in America, and it's washable. It doesn't smell like your pillow. This is washable. The MyPillow brand pillow for you is $19.99. What did I say? $19.99. That means at $20 a pillow, you could give this pillow to every single person on your gift list. And why not? Everybody has a pillow. Nobody likes their pillow. Everybody, when they go to bed, they go, I got to get a new pillow. Right? You go to bed and you go, geez, I got to get a new pillow. And here it is. This way, when they travel, they have a nice, clean pillow all their own. You send your kid back to college after Christmas break, they have a nice, clean, new pillow. Why not give every single person on your gift list a $19.99 pillow from the pillow experts? MyPillow.com. Here's how to reach them. 800-844-0876. They're right there now. Now, they're live. You have somebody to talk to at this time of day, this time of night. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. 844-0876.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
New this week on Curiosity Stream, they're gangsters of a different kind.
His life was fake. His bank was fake.
I have never seen anything like this.
The world's most infamous con men cheat the system on white-collar gangsters. And a new invention changes our understanding of the cosmos.
I can find a bumblebee on the moon using this telescope.
On the Curiosity original, Building the James Webb Telescope. It's all on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are just $20. That's $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old, tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of today's The Best Florida Stories of 2021. It was this week in history that the United States acquired Florida from Spain. But the history goes all the way back to the 1500s when Spain came to the New World and they were looking for a place to set up on the eastern seaboard. The natives basically said, here, you can just have this part. And then in the French and Indian War, they sided with the French, and when they lost, Britain said, what are you going to give up? They're like, here, you can have this little strip here we call Florida. Britain said, okay. About 20 years later, Britain said, here, Spain, you can just have it back. And then finally in 1819, Spain looked at America and was like, do you want this? Because we don't want it. And America said, sure. And we got it for nothing. Like, we didn't have to fight a war over it. We didn't have to buy it. Nothing. It was like a hand-me-down. Florida is the goodwill of states. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Jacksonville, where a sweet old great-grandma in a motorized wheelchair showed up in the lobby of a bank to discuss her account. She had a problem with it, but she got an argument with the teller that escalated, and then she threatened to kill everyone in the room. She also said, I'm robbing the place. They gave her some cash, and she wheels out. There was no weapon in the robbery. No one inside the bank was hurt. Police caught up with her literally one block over, and she's in custody now. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, let's go down to Miami, where they're getting ready for what might be a weird spring break season. The Coast Guard is going to be working with Miami Beach Police to stop party boats from bending the rules. Deputies say they are relying on these things called goodwill ambassadors. These are civilians that are trained by the local authorities to tell visitors the rules, keep them out of trouble. I want to be one of these people. Really, the state of Florida has, air quotes, goodwill ambassadors, party guides for spring break. It's like the Indian in the Doors movie. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our last Florida story, we're going to go to Pembroke Pines, Florida. We're at an apartment complex. A man was running around knocking on doors and yelling. And when some residents came out to confront him, it was a naked man. He's carrying a Bible as well. So police show up to the reports of a naked man with the Bible screaming at people in an apartment. One of the residents noticed there was a crazy naked man with the Bible screaming outside his apartment, confronted the man and shot him, went back in his apartment. Police show up. There's a naked man with the Bible screaming, bleeding out on the ground. He's going to be okay, but I don't think the shooter's even going to be in trouble. Apparently in Florida, that might be legal. Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is on the way. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
We are still suffering here in Dune Land. At any moment, the giant sand crabs could eat our whole culture. You're telling us that you, a 28-inch waist theater kid, can save us? You? This is our actual lives, not play school.
I just punched another hole in my Kenneth Cole belt.
And I'm ready to fight giant sand crabs.
The sand crabs are impatient and will eat anything in their way.
No, they won't touch me.
Is that because you're a king? You have secret powers?
No, there isn't enough of me to eat.
Lisa, I want some more.
Shallots are raw. Monkfish is actually quite nicely roasted.
Finally, a Mada Jaffrey tribute. That well-known Welsh classic, a chicken korma curry.
It's like something out of a pig's trough.
Because everybody wanted it to be good, it made us work harder. I know it sounds really obvious, but like I really believe in like positive energy. Sure. Everybody wanted it to be amazing.
Oh, it was awful.
It was awful. Did you see, I don't know if it's Netflix or Hulu, the Spencer Show with Kristen Stewart? We all like Kristen Stewart. We respect bisexuality. That's not the problem. The problem was that it was a terrible script. All they showed Lady Spencer, Diana Spencer, doing was getting out of a Jaguar, coming into a giant castle, meeting up with her kids, and then eating the greatest food ever made and then throwing it up because she couldn't handle the pressures of wealth. Oh, my God. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. We're here 3 hours every Sunday night. You have to be here every Sunday night for three whole hours. That's the best way to do it.
One of America's last remaining true dollar stores is raising its prices. Dollar Tree says the majority of its products will go from $1 to $1.25 for the first quarter of 2022. Company says the price hike will give them more flexibility to bring back customer favorites and also introduce new items. Dollar Tree has sold products for a buck for 35 years.
Yeah, it'll do them good, but it won't do me any good. The beauty of Dollar Tree, as you know, is you go in there, no matter what it is, it's a dollar. I ask the people who work at Dollar Tree every time, I say, how many times a day are you asked if this is a dollar? And they go, oh, all day I'm asked if it's a dollar. Everything there is a dollar. Now it's going to be other prices, probably $1.25. There was Family Dollar and Dollar and More. That already covered the universe, and those are owned by the same company that owned Dollar Tree. It was best to have one of those three, Dollar General, have one of those three truly be a dollar store. Where else are we going to get giant bags of M&Ms for a dollar? Where else are you going to get Pyrex glass dishes and football glasses for a dollar? Don't know. Did you see what happened today? Did you see what happened this week? Urban Meyer got fired. He got fired. Hopefully that will recover Trevor Lawrence's career. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mr. Beast.
I just bought this house and I'm going to give it to Chandler.
Really?
No!
Sterling at night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Along with Santa and his sleigh, we're going to see a blanket of white across the northern tier of states, northern Great Lakes, and through most of New England, with a late weekend snowstorm a possibility in the Northeast. No snow in the Midwest or southern states, but plenty of rain in the forecast for the Gulf Coast states from southern Texas to the Sunshine State of Florida. Out west, we'll need Rudolph's nose so bright to cut through some valley fog in central California, but mostly through some heavy rains all the way up and down the West Coast, with heavy snows in the mountains of the Sierra Nevada, the Cascades of Washington and Oregon, the Rockies up into Idaho, Colorado, and Montana. Winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for those places. Please plan for some extra time returning home after Christmas for some winter driving conditions. I wish you all a very happy winter solstice and a very merry Christmas. The winter solstice begins Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
No, there is no excuse for that. No excuse for that. I pushed the button on the computer the correct way, and it should have just popped up.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Hire people with hooks.
Cool and joy.
In the physical world and in the digital world. But we can and must do everything we can to ensure all women have their voices heard. Because at this juncture, if we aren't part of the solution, we are part of the problem.
I have not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on other people to do their jobs. Clearly some didn't. Now that will change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I truly have a deep compassion for those being looked at differently or treated unfairly, not equal, or worse, disregarded.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am. I can't even say the word. Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say? I mean, what is wrong? Why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just... Susan, I'm gay.
Cool and joy being a guy, having a girl like me.
I believe that we become an adult. Adulting starts the first Christmas that we are not at our home, not with our parents, that we are out of the house. That, in my opinion, is the first adulting moment, and pretty terrifying for the parents. I will tell you about my first Christmas away from home. Tragically, it involved radio. My first job in radio was at something that doesn't exist anymore. It was at an AM daytimer. Daytimer are radio stations that sign on when the sun goes up and signs off when the sun goes down. The reasons for that are vast and technical and boring, so I won't bore you. But I was 17. The radio station that I worked at in my first job, WCRV, in Washington Borough, New Jersey, was 50 miles from my home. 50. That was about as close as I was going to get to a radio job when I was 17. Christmas came around, and I was home because of I was still in high school, so I was home. And the owner of the radio station said, "Do you want to work on Christmas?" And I said, "Yes." He said, "Do you want to work all day on Christmas?" Well, what that meant was that I had to be there when the sun went up, turn on the transmitter, and stay till the end of the day when the sun went down. And I had to drive 50 miles to get there. And I couldn't be late because these are federally licensed properties. You'd better sign it on time. You better sign it off on time. I set the alarm. I told my mother. I told my father, I said, "I'm going to go to work on Christmas Day." My mother, like, it became an opera. She stared at the ceiling. She threw her hand against her forehead. Oh, you won't be here Christmas morning? No, I will be at the radio station. Why? Because I'm in show business. I got in the car. It was a Dodge Dart, and I started to drive. And it was an hour and 15-minute drive, but here was the thing. I was terrified of being stopped, because if I was stopped by a cop, then I wouldn't get there on time. What I realized was that there was going to be no cops. I drove on a route called Route 22 in New Jersey. This was before an interstate was finished, which was 287 or 278. That wasn't done. So I had to drive on Route 22. Route 22 is easily the ugliest road in America, and it has the most lights. There are lights every 2 feet. And then these horrendous retail businesses, just horrendous retail. All the businesses you see on The Sopranos, these are on Route 22. Now I'm on Route 22, I swear, for the 50 miles from my home to Washington Borough, New Jersey, there was not one cop, not one other car. There was nothing. It was Christmas morning and there was nothing, but I was in show business. I was going to be on the air. I got to the radio station, and there were a couple key facts that I didn't remember. First, it was in a bank building, an old-fashioned bank building, and we were on the second floor. Below was the bank that held our mortgage, so there was no getting around that payment. I went to the second floor, and I unlocked the door to the radio station, and I remembered something the minute I got in there. There was no heat in that building. It was 20 degrees outside, it had just snowed, and there was no heat in that building. Problem number one, I had a coat, it was 20 degrees in the building, 20 degrees outside the building. Now, the way the program director set up the all-day Christmas extravaganza was pretty smart. What he did was he put it all on reel-to-reel tape. All I had to do, the genius here, all I had to do was change the tapes. That was it. But he was so smart that he laid out a log of all the songs that were on the tape, and in case I got behind on the reel-to-reel tapes, I could play the records. My job was to change the reel-to-reel tapes and to do a newscast once an hour, maybe twice an hour, write a local newscast, read a local newscast about the fact that it was snowing all over northwest New Jersey. It was a beautiful Christmas morning in northwest New Jersey. That was it. There was no other break in that hour. Therefore, I was bored out of my mind. I was just bored out of my mind. I hadn't thought through the fact that there was no heat, there would be endless boredom. There was one of those crappy old coffee machines, vending machines. A coffee vending machine of the previous generations was a nasty cup of coffee. Only instant, bad. Oh, but you need coins for that. I didn't bring any coins. I brought a lunch, a sandwich, but I didn't bring any coins for the coffee machine. It was 20 degrees in the building. I had no coffee, but I had a fantasy, and I will share that fantasy with you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and when a company comes to me and says, we want to advertise on your show, I say, you can advertise on my show if you offer My Midnight Misfit something special, a special offer. And the MyPillow brand people did that. They took their $69.99 pillow, that's what they normally cost, their $69.99 pillow, and dropped the price to $19.99 for you. For you. You just have to enter the name Walter. Now, you call this number. You can talk to them right now. What'd I say? Yeah, they're there right now. At this hour, this day of the week, they're there right now because they want to serve you. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. These pillows come with a 10-year warranty. Wow, a 10-year warranty. And then you can also order pillowcases in any color you can imagine. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter! And watch the prices drop.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Movies that inspire are perfect for this time of year. And American Underdog is one of those movies. It's the true story of championship-winning quarterback Kurt Warner. Life made him an underdog. Undrafted as a quarterback out of college, Kurt found himself stocking shelves in a grocery store to help support Brenda and her two kids, all while trying to hold on to his fading dream of becoming an NFL quarterback. With his faith, the love of his family, and lots of determination, he overcame all the obstacles. You'll find yourself cheering for Kurt and his wife, Brenda, as they follow Kurt's dream of becoming a quarterback. This movie will inspire the dreamer in all of us. And at this time of year, we all like to root for a hero. American Underdog. In theaters everywhere on Christmas Day.
You may be into...
Sterling on Sunday doesn't fit in.
All right, Beryl Kravitz, Dee Wells, Billy and Amanda Datz, Neil, Paul, Judy Anderson. Welcome. These are my Midnight Misfits. Do you want to be a Midnight Misfit? Do you want your secret Dakota card? Here's what you do. You go to Walter Sterling Show on the internet. Walter Sterling Show. Click Midnight Misfits. And there you'll see how you can get your own card for free. Download it now. Print it out now. And when I give a secret message to you now, you'll be able to interpret it and decipher it. You'll be an official cipher. It's what you've always wanted. Beryl Kravitz, a couple years, 2 years ago, sent me the best Christmas card I have ever received. I am looking at it right now. Thank you very much, Beryl Kravitz. I appreciate these cards so much. Thank you. I believe that adulting begins the first year you're not at home for Christmas. My brother did it like when he was 15. He went skiing. I was in awe. I mean, what do you mean he went skiing? That's insane. He went skiing when he was like 15. It was insane. But I had a job. And my job was to go to a radio station 50 miles from my home in a fresh snow and turn it on the air. It went on the air when the sun went up. It went off the air when the sun went down. That means December was on for about 2 minutes. I get there, and there were a number of things I hadn't expected. I had forgotten that there was absolutely no heat in this building when nobody was at work. Nobody was at work, so there was no heat in the building. It was owned by a bank. Nobody was in the bank. Nothing was going on. And then, I don't know why in my head, I thought there'd be at least one store open, or the diner downstairs, or the newsstand. There was nothing open. Of course there was nothing open. It was Christmas Day. But I was going to be a broadcaster. I was going to be at that radio station all day. I then had this bizarre fantasy. And my bizarre fantasy was this was a small town. Washington Borough, New Jersey is maybe a town of 10,000 people, small town. And in my fantasy, I thought that the local townsfolk would bring me a basket of food. They'd bring me goodies, gingerbread, cookies. They'd bring me a basket of food. No, really, that's what I thought would happen. Now, I wasn't talking to them on the air the way I am now. I just read a newscast. They have an opening for a Fox News radio anchor, news anchor. Should I apply for that job? I digress. Well, yeah. I figured all day somebody was going to knock on the door of that radio station and leave me a basket of food. I thought that was going to happen. Now, because I was bored, I made mistakes on the radio. The program director set it up that all I had to do was change the reel-to-reel tapes, and he had a different tape each hour. He did it very professionally. Plus, each tape came with a log of the songs on that tape, and I could, if I got lost or I went ahead too fast, too slow, I could just start playing records. That's what I wanted to do. So it seems I sort of messed it up and did it that way. The other thing was that there were commercials in this. They had sold this. They had sold the commercial time on Christmas Day at this 1,000-watt daytime station. I messed that up, too. I played them at the wrong time, or I didn't play one of the breaks, and sure enough, 2 days after Christmas, the owner of that store called the owner and said, you know, he didn't play my commercials when he was supposed to. And then they called me and said, did you play the commercials when you were supposed to? I said, oh, yes, absolutely, certainly did. And, you know, it's very important. It was on the log. I said, yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. It's fine. I was not going to blow my big chance in show business over a $4 commercial. I had standards. Now it's toward the end of the day. I had to sign off the station at 4:30 in the afternoon. I'm freezing. I had never taken off my coat. I had never had coffee, and therefore I had withdrawal. I had one sandwich for the whole day. I didn't even know if you, I was 17, I didn't know if you could live on one sandwich all day. It had never occurred to me that what my mother fed me was normal. Therefore, when I only had one sandwich, I thought, maybe I'll die. I didn't know. I thought people from the town would bring me gifts of food, a basket of treats, maybe a toy, something, right? When I saw, and I heard nothing, when I signed the radio station off the air, literally off the air, and I could hear the Canadian stations coming in on the frequency, which was the prestigious 1580 AM. Can you imagine being on 1580 AM? When those signals started coming, I'm like, okay, run home. And I've never been so anxious to get home any time in my life than that first Christmas when I was away from home. It was lonely. I was sad. I was like, what were you thinking staying away on Christmas Day to hang out at a cold radio station? I thought, well, maybe because the door was locked, I hadn't seen the basket. Maybe I hadn't seen the treats that the local townsfolk had left for me. But there was my lesson in show business, particularly in radio. I opened the door, and at my feet, at that radio station, after a whole day on the air, I saw nothing. No one had left me a thing. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What was your first day in adulting? First Christmas where you weren't at home. How did that go? How did you feel? 888-688-WALT. It's a giant radio show. We're on coast to coast from WLOB in Maine to KFBK in Sacramento. Very proud of this show. This took a lot of work by great broadcasters like Mike McVeigh, Chris Olivero, Craig Kitchen. Thank you all. James Montague, great guy. Everybody works very hard on this show. Randy Thomas, Charlie Van Dyke, Charles Van Zandt, thank you. James Copeland, who puts together all of the hysterical bits that you hear. Those are done by James Copeland. Jerry DiCarano, who's a great writer and producer of the Drive-Thru Brew. Dr. Dave Iser, a real meteorologist. Thank you, Dr. Dave Iser, for giving us the weather reports. While for some reason no other radio show is live on the air on a Sunday night, which is critical to having a successful Monday morning. It's the least I can do for you. Steve Moore, KMOX, KMBZ, thank you for airing Sterling on Sunday. And KDKA, Dave Labrosi is now at KDKA. This was hot gossip in the radio industry. He moved there from WABC, where he also put me on the air. And I thank you, Dave. Much going on. Let's you and I talk. 888-688-9258. Have you found the supply chain problems that everybody is screaming about? Well, you can't get all these things. People bought them up in October. American Girl doll ambulance is bought up in October. They're selling it on eBay for $900. Have you found that to be the case? I have not. I think it's a big scam. I think the supply chain thing is a big pile of poo. Nonsense. And what else we got? Oh, Sterling Snap. Send me a picture of whatever you're looking at. Send it to me right now to Walter M. Sterling at email. Walter M. Sterling at email. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. What's wrong with me? Oh, yeah. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling and Ike Weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Some early snow this morning across northern New England has pretty much moved offshore, leaving us with a fine setup for early Christmas week with lots of sunshine, albeit with seasonably cold temperatures across most of the central to eastern half of the country, as high pressure system dominates the weather pattern at least through until about midweek, which is good news as folks are going to be traveling for Christmas. The exceptions are in the northwest and southeast corner of the country. Rain chances are expected to increase across southern Texas as a low pressure system develops in the Gulf of Mexico. This low will track eastward towards Florida, where showers and thunderstorms will be on the increase Monday night and Tuesday. These thunderstorms, with plenty of lightning and wind shear, will brush the Gulf Coast from west to east and spread northwards towards the I-95 corridor by midweek. As was the case last week, the West Coast has most of the action, and along with chances for a white Christmas, we'll look at the West Coast in my next report. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next, weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
Marty and Rick Legina are many things. Explorers, business people, one was a postman. But they're not going to take Canadian interference lying down. They've kicked out the archaeologists. They now brought in a backhoe that could dig up the entire city of New York in like 20 minutes. And they dug in the swamp where they're not supposed to dig. And they began to find interesting things, including a tree trunk. A whole tree, its whole trunk sitting there. And that was a little discouraging, but they kept digging. And they found interesting and substantial wood findings. Some of this wood was ancient wood that was formed by human hands. They don't have a date on it, but it can lead to speculation that the ship that brought that amazing treasure to Oak Island is actually in the swamp. Also, Gary Drayton, he was busy digging up and finding things, and he found a substantial piece of metal that very well could have gold in it. The Leginas own this island. They will dig, and they don't care what Canada says. Rick and Marty Legina, Americans, if they don't find anything on this island, blame Canada. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is your noted Oak Island expert, Velo Hool, on Sterling at Night.
Drew, in Las Vegas, our Grubhub driver, how busy is it tonight, Drew?
Very busy. I'm running back and forth to a lot of McDonald's. Apparently, McDonald's is really popular tonight.
What do you suppose that about? Is that hangover food?
You know what? Maybe, but it's not like as if it's the best quality food in the world, but people know what they're getting, and I guess that is the main success of McDonald's, really.
Well, I would suggest it is the finest food in America based on proliferation, which is an SAT word.
Proliferation. Sorry.
The key qualification for is a food good or not is it available in millions of outlets? That's the key. That French stuff, you know, that's like in one restaurant in Paris, and you can't get a reservation.
You know, that's interesting, too. Burger King, for a while, I thought Burger King perhaps was more popular. But then I noticed there's actually maybe only one-tenth the amount of Burger Kings compared to McDonald's in the city here. I thought there were more of them.
No.
Do you see a lot of Burger Kings where you're at?
No, I don't see much where I'm at. There's nothing here. But the fact is that Burger King has maybe one outlet to 25 McDonald's. That's about the ratio. Have you done any Christmas shopping? Because I'm surrounded by people who have no money. So I view it voyeuristically to talk to somebody who could do Christmas shopping. Have you bought any Christmas gifts?
I have not for years because I had no family. But when you're talking about adulting, what was my first Christmas, and it actually brought back a memory. I didn't really even realize it, but I was actually homeless at the time at 18 years old here in Las Vegas. And I had, which is kind of funny talking about, a Dodge Caravan. I had a 1985 Dodge Caravan. It was a real beater. I actually got it from some gypsies. And the thing was really beat up, and I was actually living out of it. It actually kept me out of the cold. I was working, doing security for apartment complex at the time. And actually, I got pneumonia sometime during winter and was just, you know, sweating it out and just dealing with it and doing patrols and sleeping in the back of my van when I needed to break the fever and all that. It was, you know, really good times. You really appreciate it.
Drew, I believe some of that story. How long were you sick?
With the pneumonia, it was for more than a few days. And, like, I remember being in the back, because I actually put a twin-size bed in the back of that Dodge Caravan. It actually fit perfectly.
I'm asking, you know, sweating, this, yeah, cold. Yeah, but did you have it diagnosed? Because pneumonia isn't what most people think. No. What most people think pneumonia is a really bad cold, but it's not.
No, I did not.
Drew, what are you doing?
It's always a challenge.
Stop. It's always a challenge for me to try to figure out what you're doing. You have these random sound effects. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm actually driving and delivering orders.
But I hear a lot of sounds.
Oh, yeah, that was me turning.
Wow, that needs some power steering fluid if that was you turning. Well, Drew, I wish you a Merry Christmas. You are a key part of the show. I love the fact that you're on the show, and I appreciate it. And you and I will talk again soon at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. He's a good guy, but he always sounds very lost. And I think if you're like over 40 and a Grubhub driver, you might be very lost. Coming up in just seconds, I have more amazing production. No other radio show invests in this much production except like a few morning zoos. 13 past the hour, Sterling on Sunday.
Coming up on the best Florida stories of 2021, we've compiled the top 32 Florida stories of the year. Why 32? Because that's what fit in the time slot. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker with Florida Stories.
When a company comes to Sterling on Sunday and says, we want to share information about our product with your listener, I say you have to give my listener a special offer, something you offer nobody else. That's what I said to the MyPillow people. And the MyPillow people said, okay, we'll give you a great deal. Here's their number, 800-844-0876, 800-844-0876. When you dial that number right now at this time of day and night, you will reach a human being. Have a nice conversation with them. Talk about the holiday. This is a great company. Order the MyPillow pillow. How much does it cost? $19.99 for a premium pillow filled with patented material. You can wash it, and it's made in the USA. Normally, these pillows are $69.99. It's dropped to $19.99 when you type in the name Walter. You type in the name Walter, and boom, the price drops to $19.99. I want you to do this because it means at $19.99 you can give every single person on your gift list a brand new pillow. Nobody's going to get mad at you for giving them a brand new pillow. And you know what else? On that website, you will find pillowcases, any color you can imagine, and they fit. Usually when I get a pillowcase, I have to fight to get it around the pillow, not with this. The number is 800-844-0876. Why not? Why not give everybody on your gift list a premium brand new pillow? Everybody has a pillow. Nobody likes their pillow. You're going to solve a problem. 800-844-0876. Say my name, Walter, and you will get an amazing discount of $19.99. 800-844-0876. MyPillow brand pillows.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Movies that inspire are perfect for this time of year, and American Underdog is one of those movies. It's the true story of championship-winning quarterback Kurt Warner. Life made him an underdog. Undrafted as a quarterback out of college, Kurt found himself stocking shelves in a grocery store to help support Brenda and her two kids, all while trying to hold on to his fading dream of becoming an NFL quarterback. With his faith, the love of his family, and lots of determination, he overcame all of the obstacles. You'll find yourself cheering for Kurt and his wife Brenda as they follow Kurt's dream of becoming a quarterback. This movie will inspire the dreamer in all of us, and at this time of year, we all like to root for a hero. American Underdog, in theaters everywhere, Christmas Day.
Talk Radio 1210 wants you to know there's a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccine these days and lots of questions. Is getting vaccinated right for you? Check with your healthcare provider and visit getvaccineanswers.org. St. John's Hospice in Philadelphia needs your help. They're in need of the basics, toiletry, socks, underwear, athletic shoes. Donate at stjohnshospice.org. And shatter the stigma surrounding mental illness. Find out more and share your mental health journey. Help change the future at imlistening.org. imlistening.org.
Recovery from mental and substance use disorders is real. It happens every day.
You can recover.
Discover hope and help.
Never give up on yourself.
Join the voices for recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I feel better after I have a nice cup of coffee.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part three of today's The Best Florida Stories of 2021. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Boynton Beach, Florida, where there's a 66-year-old Florida man. His mom lives with him because she has dementia, and so he gets a home health care nurse to take care of her. She's actually a citizen of another country, and 2 weeks into it, they get married so she can be a citizen. I know it's not real romantic, but it gets worse from there. A few months later, he accuses her of stealing thousands of dollars from his mom's bank accounts. And police believe she was murdered, so they're doing an investigation. And when they searched his house, they find some weed. And he goes, well, at least she didn't find a body. And so that made them suspicious of him. So the cops start searching bank records and they phone records and they pinged his car. And after they put all the pieces of the puzzle together, they found her in the backyard. Yeah, she was buried in a pretty shallow hole back there. Not so sure he should have been talking trash in that situation. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Lehigh Acres, where a 21-year-old Florida man goes and knocks on his next-door neighbor's front door. When the older lady answers, she's a little stunned because he's naked. Where's your clothes, son? He says, can I come in? She goes, how about no? Shuts the door, locks it, thinking if she ignores it, he'll go away. 30 minutes later, she looks in her backyard. 21-year-old Florida man is now still without clothes, jumping on her trampoline. She tells him to get off the trampoline and get off her property. He gets off the trampoline, starts coming toward the door, so she shuts it and locks it right before he gets there. She calls the cops. They arrest him. And as a guy, how do you jump on a trampoline naked? Wouldn't that kind of hurt? Or I don't know. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our last Florida stories, we're going to go down to the beautiful Florida Keys, where it's some of the best snorkeling in the world. And sometimes when you're out, you can see beautiful array of corals, exotic fish that exist nowhere else, and $1.5 million worth of cocaine bundled up and wrapped in a container near the shore. And just pretend like I'm putting on my sunglasses while I'm saying this, but this gives a whole new meaning to the term Florida Keys. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Hire people with hooks.
Who'll enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me?
Both. In the physical digital world. But we can and must do everything we can to ensure all women have their voices heard. Because at this juncture, if we aren't part of the solution, we are part of the problem.
I have not been able to stay on top of everything and relied on other people to do their jobs. Clearly some didn't. Now that will change, and I'm committed to ensuring this does not happen again. I truly have a deep compassion for those being looked at differently or treated unfairly, not equal, or worse, disregarded.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am... I can't even say the word. Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say... I mean, what is wrong? Why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just... Susan, I'm gay.
All right, 22 past the hour. I have some rules about Christmas cards. I should have gone over this with you at the beginning of the month. I got one great Christmas card in my life. It was from Beryl Kravitz of Philadelphia. It was beautiful. It was great. And she made it just for me. And I thank you for that, Beryl. But there's some other rules. Here is the other rules. Rule number one, do not send that Christmas card with one of those insane letters that's usually printed out in red type. I could care less what happened to your dog at the vet this year. I don't care about the first semester of high school for your 18-year-old. It's none of my business. The minor things about your family that you think are so important that it must be put in the newsletter are of no interest to anybody but you. I don't care where your spouse went on a business trip. I've gotten those letters about spouses that went on business trips. You're supposed to go on business trips. That's your job. Had a lot of trouble at the Hampton Inn in Denver, but worked it out. Everything is fine. I don't care. Susie and Partridge, they worked out in the backyard. They built a chicken coop. Now we have live chickens in the backyard. Isn't that amazing? Merry Christmas. Stupid. Do not send one of those letters in a Christmas card to us. No one's interested. We don't care. Don't. The second thing is a very weird thing that happens, both with people who have kittens and people who have children, which are often confused. I want a Christmas card. If you're going to photograph your family, I'd like to see the parents. Could I please see the adults? Instead, what happens? 9 times out of 10, we see a picture of the kids with the kittens and no identification. It doesn't say left to right, here's Susan, Mo, and Mohair. Left to right, here's big guy, little guy, and Joe. No, it's inevitably, it doesn't give their names. And if it does give their names, it doesn't give it in a logical order. That looks like a girl. That looks like a boy. What is this, non-binary Christmas cards? No, no, no. I want to see the adults. I know the family through the adults. I don't know the family through the kids. That would render all sorts of legal problems. I just know the adults. Send a photo out with the adults. Now, why wouldn't the adults want their pictures on the Christmas cards? I suspect it's because they're fat and bald. They hit a point where they were fat and bald and their kids look better than they do. And let me assure you, that is correct. Your kids do look better than you, but it's still a Christmas card. That's what should be on the Christmas card. Also, let's not pretend it's some other holiday. Like, what do you? It's Christmas. Say Merry Christmas. It's all right. It's on every calendar in the world. It's just say Merry Christmas. It's okay. How can you offend somebody by saying Merry Christmas? It's Christmas. Those are our rules. If you're going to send me a Christmas card, it needs to say Christmas. It needs to show me a picture of you. You want to send me a picture of your kids? Fine. But it needs to show me you. And don't send one of those stupid letters. My parents had a friend named Truman Tolan. And Truman Tolan was the first guy I ever knew who got a little too happy at my parents' cocktail parties. They were also the first family that I knew who sent out one of those letters with the Christmas card. So that's a whole package in my head of aberrant behavior. Too much excitement at the Christmas party and a letter. I don't want to see the letter. I had never seen it before. It's sort of like a high wasp announcement. Only high wasps send out those letters because they work on the assumption that they're very close to the Queen of England. And therefore, we all want to know what they're doing. But you know what? I'll bet you the Queen of England does not send out those letters. You think she has her secretaries print out letters on really good parchment paper with red ink to let us know that Prince Philip has had a rough year? Prince Philip had a rough year, and we're all giving him the support he deserves. Welcome. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Are you having a good time? I want to hear from you. Take a picture of whatever you're looking at and send it to WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Walter M. Sterling. Yes, you, Billy Datz. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. We have some great-looking families, and I love it. I love when I get to see people who are in their home and what you're doing. But I also like to see people who are at work. I got one of these Sterling snaps about 2 years ago from a guy operating giant machinery at a steel mill in Indiana. To me, that was the greatest gift. This guy was operating machinery you and I will never even begin to understand, but he listens to my show in the cab of his giant machinery. I was so flattered that he even could do it, that he'd hear us, and that of all the things he could listen to, he listened to Sterling on Sunday. That's my name, Walter M. Sterling. You go, well, what does that M stand for? What does that M stand for? And I'm not allowed to tell you.
I just think that you said it, just to be stupid.
Have you seen that new Judge Judy show? It's on IMDb, and she owns it 100% now. She doesn't share production or anything with CBS or anybody else. And as a result, like every other talent, nobody's editing Judge Judy. She goes on and on. And we never saw her go on and on before. Each case had a limit. Now the cases have no limits. She talks as long as she wants. She finds as many insults for the defendant and for that other person as she possibly can. The best Judge Judy insult I ever saw was there were three defendants in front of her. Three. They were being accused of I don't know what. But that show is shot in California. These three defendants came from Newark. And Judge Judy was listening to the details, and she really wasn't too interested. She didn't like the defendants. She didn't like what they were there for. She didn't like anything. And finally, she looked at these three people and she said, where are you from? Where are you from? And they go, Newark. Newark! Go back to Newark. Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling at night weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. Along with Santa and his sleigh, we're going to see a blanket of white across the northern tier of states, northern Great Lakes, and through most of New England, with a late weekend snowstorm a possibility in the Northeast. No snow in the Midwest or southern states, but plenty of rain in the forecast for the Gulf Coast states from southern Texas to the Sunshine State of Florida. Out west, we'll need Rudolph's nose so bright to cut through some valley fog in central California, but mostly through some heavy rains all the way up and down the west coast, with heavy snows in the mountains of the Sierra Nevada, the Cascades of Washington and Oregon, the Rockies up into Idaho, Colorado, and Montana. Winter storm watches and warnings have been issued for those places. Please plan for some extra time returning home after Christmas for some winter driving conditions. I wish you all a very happy winter solstice and a very Merry Christmas. The winter solstice begins Tuesday morning. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling at Night. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling at Night.
Holidays mean traditional, old-fashioned stories. Even in the drive-through brew, we're drawn to the sound effects of wind and sleigh bells. And stuff other radio shows don't use anymore for fear of seeming corny. Certainly not our fear.
Certainly not. Please pull your sleigh into our beer barn and have a brew or two on us.
On us? This is not the Lifetime Network. We're here to make money. You can't sell what you give away.
Tell that to my wife. Me too?
Why, wait, what's that light in the darkness near the expensive kegs of Löwenbräu? Is that a chimera ghost? It looks like a giant carte blanche card.
You haven't made a payment since you were a madman in 1957. Now you owe $5 million in interest.
Oh, no, and over there by the cigarette lighters with American flags. Ooh, who is that?
Your diner's club from 1962. Mostly you charged Marlboros and Sinatra albums and tickets, plus a weird one for the Playboy Club in New Jersey. The not-cool Playboy Club.
It's getting lighter. I see my gold American Express card.
Michael's and other media restaurants and the Grill in Beverly Hills. You're very big. Now wake up!
Scrooge, get out of the drive-through brew fast!
Why?
Because I know you're never giving me a break.
That didn't really go anywhere. Why did we do that?
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Hire people with hooks.
This is so hard, but I think I've realized that I am.
What? That's your what? I am so annoyed at this software. I used to have a great MP3 player. There was never a problem. And now this is just all problems.
And on the edge of night.
I am being held here prisoner because I am a threat to you and your gang.
Yes. That was Lori Loughlin, the woman who did the right thing. She put up the money to get her kid into USC. Now, you might say, why would you spend money to get into USC? And that's a very good question. It wasn't so much a question of why did she put up money to get her kid into college. That's a parent's job. The issue there, why didn't she do it to get her kid into Stanford or to Harvard or Princeton? That's where you put up the money. USC, like if they're anxious to take the money, as USC apparently was, then it's a whole different world. I believe that the people who were convicted of bribing their kids into college had the worst lawyers in the world, or were suffering with guilt so much that they just didn't fight the way they should have fought. These are universities that beg for money all year. Every single mailer is, please give us more money. We need more money. And I'm like, okay, so these people gave more money. What is the big deal? And why they put Lori Loughlin, who must have been jailbait, into jail, I don't know. Because she didn't apply to school. She wasn't the one who applied. It was her wacky daughter. Her wacky daughter is a YouTube star, and there is no such thing. Her wacky daughter is an online video star. YouTube had nothing to do with it. She's an online video star. Okay, she's the one who did something wrong. She says she had no idea her mother did this. Her mother was therefore giving her a beautiful, loving, giving gift to get her into college. I don't get it. People give libraries, library books. They donate benches, parking lots, whatever they have to do to get their kid into college. That's what they do. What do I do? What did I do to get my Dorothy into college? Well, for 20 years, I sat on a committee. That was it. Hoping one day, I sat on that committee before she was born. Hoping one day, the day would come where I could say, oh, by the way, I've been on this committee for 20 years. I've given you millions and millions of dollars in advice. Please take my kid. And they did. It worked out fine. But, oh, my gosh. They're wacky. You want to talk? Are you alone? Are you an 18-wheeler? You're driving across the country. You're driving up and down the Florida coast. Well, let's talk. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. My 15-year-old did an incredibly brave thing. What, 15? No, she's 16. She did an incredibly brave thing. You ready? Listen to this. She took the Amtrak from New York to Cleveland. That is a 12-hour trip. They only charge them $40. $40 for a 12-hour trip. Gas, if we did it in the car, would have been gas to it would have been 90, especially now. Airplane, forget it. Airplanes don't happen. I haven't been on an airplane in a very long time, but she took the Amtrak. And I was so proud of her because that was the first time she ever took an Amtrak. It was the first time she ever took a long train ride, and she did it alone. And she seemed to have had a good time. She was just fine. But they could do those trains better. You know, it's just they could do them a lot better. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Michael Doucette, thank you for being on Sterling on Sunday. Greg Stocker, thank you for making it possible to have Sterling on Sunday. David Yagdaroff, David is the reason this show is on the radio. He's the reason this show's on the radio. Thank you, David Yagdaroff. Thank you. James Monte, great sound engineer. Very privileged to have you working with me. We put together good shows every week. I'm proud of these shows. I mean, they're not all great, but they're all good, and they're certainly more interesting than any of the other crap that you get to hear. This is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter Sterling, and when a company comes to me and says, we want to advertise on your show, I say, you can advertise on my show if you offer My Midnight Misfits something special, a special offer. And the MyPillow brand people did that. They took their $69.99 pillow, that's what they normally cost, their $69.99 pillow, and dropped the price to $19.99 for you. For you. You just have to enter the name Walter. Now, you call this number. You can talk to them right now. What'd I say? Yeah, they're there right now. At this hour, this day of the week, they're there right now because they want to serve you. 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. These pillows come with a 10-year warranty. Wow. A 10-year warranty. And then you can also order pillowcases in any color you can imagine. 800-844-0876. Say, Walter! And watch the prices drop.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Well, it's the holiday time. So are you a little tense, a little nervous about all the baking you have to do? About all of the relatives? Hey, Clarity Kitchens produces high-quality edible products infused with CBD. It's the chemical from the marijuana plant that helps you relax. Chef Emily has crafted delicious cookies, incredible brownies, and great-tasting all-natural CBD tea. Plus, Clarity Kitchen's fast-acting, water-soluble CBD powder is great in coffee, tea, juice, and even tap water. Fast-acting CBD helps relieve some of the pains and anxiety of the holidays in seconds. Go to GetSomeClarity.com, the worst name of a website ever. GetSomeClarity.com. And order some of these terrific products. At checkout, use the promo code Walter, and you get 10% off your order. This is exclusive to Sterling on Sunday listeners. Remember to use the promo code Walter for 10% off.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ron Puffio.
And the pocket fisherman's handle is its own mini tackle box.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowicz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a great story from my new book. So everybody loves a good laugh, and NYPD cops are no different. The amount of ball-busting and practical jokes that goes on behind the scenes in an NYPD precinct would have the average person shaking their head. everything from removing air vents in radio cars and pouring in cornstarch and then putting the AC on full blast, or crazy gluing short cops' boots or shoes on top of their lockers so they have to stand on their tippy toes to try to pull it off. Always is good for a good laugh. But one of the funniest practical jokes that ever happened involved me and another NYPD detective who decided to screw up my plans for the evening. Let me explain. When you work in an NYPD facility, you're surrounded by trained eyes that are watching your every move, so it's almost next to impossible to get away with anything. So it was close to 6 o'clock, my shift was ending, and I went upstairs and I decided to change my pants. I had a date that night. Well, this guy immediately picked up on it, and when I went to get a cup of coffee, had taken a cup of cold water and soaked my chair. So when I sat down, immediately I jumped up and had a wet ass. So everybody in the office was laughing. Everybody had a good laugh. I went upstairs, changed my slacks, went downstairs, and around the corner from our office was a pet store. I bought a bag of 100 crickets. I went out into the parking lot. I went up to his personal vehicle. Using a Slim Jim, I broke into his car. I opened his back seat, and I opened the bag of crickets and threw them inside, quickly closing the door. I went back up into the office. I toasted him. I said, "You did a great job. I never saw that coming." And when he left for the evening, we all stood out the window and watched him get into his car. Well, he got about half a block before he jumped out of the car like it was on fire, scratching his head. He tried opening the back seat. He tried shooing them out to no avail. The detective wound up having to sell his car because even though the amount of times he bombed it with roach spray and all sorts of traps and leaving the window open, they just kept breeding and coming back. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD Law and Disorder. Makes a great $10 Christmas gift.
Do you know who this is? Do you know? Listen, listen carefully. I will tell you in just seconds who that is.
I'm James from Kansas, and there's more to refurbishing a classic RV than meets the eye. The RV offers lessons for humanity.
James from the AV crew shares his experience rebuilding an RV.
First, it's essential to embrace the fact that an RV is not just a metal box on wheels. An RV is home to moving beauty. When you pass me on the road, you may not realize the complexity of the machine.
James is your new teacher.
An RV is alive. I put fluid in the front and it comes out the back. That's why I wanted to teach this class. Discover what I have learned about RVs. Many people think they can use standard motor oil in an RV. They can, but it misses the point.
Now, your RV can level up with James.
And don't get me talking about the rat's nest you'll find in the fall in your RV.
Meet James, your new teacher, and this is your masterclass.
Gosh, it's just like playing radio in my bedroom when I was 15. Let me push this now. Listen, this is Tiffany Trump. Yes, the daughter of. This was one of her hits. All right. I want to see what you're looking at. At 52 past the hour, I want to see what you're looking at. So send it to me. Take a picture with your overpriced phone, that iPhone 13 that you didn't need. You didn't need any of them but past 9, or a flip phone like I have. And send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, Billy Dat, send it to me, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. I love to see those pictures. I miss being on the air in Chicago because the Chicago cops would send me the best pictures from the underpasses, this whole world under the underpasses in Chicago. But you have to say it's Chicago and go to the Billy Goat, you know, go to the Billy Goat and get, ask them for 18 hot dogs. That might fill you up. I blame one toy on every single trend that is torturing you right now. What are the trends torturing you right now? Your kid wants a new laptop. Your kid does not need a new laptop.
The computer in the space shuttle is less sophisticated than their laptop. Your kid wants a new iPhone. They don't need a new iPhone. They don't need a, what's that other brand? They don't need any of them. They don't need them. They don't need a laptop. They don't need an iPhone. Unnecessary. You get it on eBay. Get one for $50. Get it restored. That's all you have to do. However, this all started in 1960 with one toy. And the name of the toy was a Think-A-Tron. A Think-A-Tron looked like a punch card computer. It was about 12 by 12. It looked like a computer. It was gray. It had buttons that didn't do anything. It looked very sophisticated. On one side of this, there was a slot, and you could put in a punch card. And the punch card had a question on it. Was Abraham Lincoln the 14th president of the United States, yes or no? Who was the 14th president of the United States? And it listed four different names, A, B, C, D. Maybe there was an E. So there was, the possible answers were true, false, or multiple choice A, B, C, D. It looked amazing. And it made a neat sound. It made a grinding sound that it sounded like it was eating up the punch cards. It was also what my mother would call, it's a very expensive toy that you don't need. There was this whole other category of toys that she put into, this is a very expensive toy you don't need. Once it was over $20, I didn't need it. She was very clear about this. Does that mean I never got one over $20? No, I got toys over $20 because they were what? What? Insane. You don't need that. She saw the Think-A-Tron. She saw what it did. It came with, I don't know, maybe 100 punch cards with 100 different questions and answers. You put it in the computer. Things whirled around. Sounds were made. Lights flashed. It was a computer. It was a primitive punch computer, punch card computer. I had to have it. And I got it. And it made those amazing sounds. But that was the first computer-type toy. It looked great. It was made by a good company. I think it was a Hasbro toy. It was a sturdy little guy. And that's the one you wanted. There was nothing like it before that. That started the trend toward computerized toys. Toys that looked like computers and acted like computers. Blame it on the Think-A-Tron. Look it up. Now they're $175 on eBay or Etsy or whatever. They started the trend. You know, my friends, at this time of year, the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help, because that is the only chance we get to show who we are. The radio industry so far has collected $11 million in charity donations from its listeners. You don't hear about that on TV stations because they're not doing anything. You don't hear about it from newspapers because they don't do what radio stations do. But every single radio station in every city is doing something to raise money for food, clothing, shelter. Every one of them. We're good at it. And that's because radio stations have a unique relationship with the listener that newspapers, direct mail, magazines doesn't have. Congratulations to my friends in radio. The greatest request, the greatest gift we can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.